Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Everybody for calling in tonight. Everybody for tuning in tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. To the Comedic International Worldwide Jewish Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Based out of the West Coast. Hallelujah. Long Beach, California. Headed up by Apostle Eddie Curry. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in on this evening. Everybody who has tuned in. Praise God, we are going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on today. Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to unveil on your people, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If y'all just give us one quick second, we're still trying to tie one of the lines together. Amen. Give us about 1 minute.
Let him hear me. That's the life. Damn, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sin far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Lay again, free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living in his love.
Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship featuring Apostle Elvis A. Curry out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house. Hallelujah. The anointing, hallelujah, is in the house on tonight. And we thank God for everybody who is on the line, everybody who is tuned in. If you're out there, praise God, on YouTube or Facebook, praise God, call the number on the bottom of your screen. Give your testimony. Be a part. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the fellowship on tonight. Praise God. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies and our prayer requests on tonight. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to read Mark chapter 11 again. Hallelujah. Amen. Verses 22 through 24. Praise God. And it reads, "And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we always want to focus in on, praise God, or we believe in the prayers that we are sending up to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or we believe in God is just. He say, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it. And the line before that, he said, you will have whatsoever you say. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as you look at it, it works. Hallelujah. It works because every time you just say something negative about your life, and you believe that something negative was going to happen, did it not happen? Praise God. Hallelujah. When you said you was going to break up with that spouse, it happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you said that job was going to let you off, it happened. Hallelujah. When you said people was going to start lying on you and defiling your name, hallelujah, it happened because you believed it was going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you use it in reverse? Why don't you start saying some things, hallelujah, positive about your life? Praise God, hallelujah, and watch those things start happening. Praise God, hallelujah. Too many times we in the negative. Hallelujah. We know something bad is going to happen, but we hope that something good is going to happen. Praise God, hallelujah. But see, we don't need to hope or know nothing about anything bad happening in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to know, like the man of God preached the other night, that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to believe, hallelujah, that he knows the plan he has for us. Hallelujah. To prosper us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good thoughts towards us. Hallelujah. If God has good thoughts about us, if God has good things to say about us, why don't we say good things about ourselves? Why don't we speak good things into our own situation? If he has given us the power to do so, why are we praying to him to change the situation when he has given the power in our mouth to speak power into the situation? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to start doing what the Bible instructs us to do and watch these things begin to work in our life. We need to have faith in what the Word of God is telling us, that we have the power to speak those things that are not as if they were. Praise God. We need to believe that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those will eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. In other words, whatever fruit comes forth from what you say, you're going to eat it, whether it's death or life. So you might as well speak life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was hearing a rapper interview the other day, and he was saying he thought he was lying when he first came out because he was poor. And he was saying he had all kind of cars and all kind of money and all kind of jewelry, but now he got it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not saying he got it the right way. Praise God. I want to point out the fact that he was saying he had something he didn't have. Hallelujah. And now he has the very thing that he said he did not have. Hallelujah. Because he spoke that thing and he believed by doing what he was doing. Hallelujah. He was going to get what he said he was, what he already had. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to believe the faith. We got to walk as if we already here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to believe, amen, we already blessed because we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are going, trying to go from glory to glory. We ain't trying to get the glory. God already got us in glory. We trying to go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. So as we open up the line on tonight, praise God, remember to pray, hallelujah, with an attitude of gratitude, hallelujah, and with an attitude of expectancy. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Do we have a testimony or a prayer request for tonight? Hallelujah.
Thank God for being here. I thank God for one more day. I thank God for being I thank God for the story to me last few months. I thank God for the Alberta, Crystal, and all of you who was on the front line. Thank God for everybody on the front line tonight. I thank God for my life and health. Friend. Yep. Thank God for just being good to all of us. And I thank God for you. You whatever your name is. Thank God for being on the line. The blood of my eyes. I said the demon in them. Brent Dale, Emily, for all of them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Bobby.
Amen, Brother Bobby. Amen. Thank God for you as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm just bound to, I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for watching over my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings he has watched over me throughout this day. I just want to thank the Lord for taking care of everybody. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Any more testimonies at this time? Praise God.
I want to thank the Lord for waking up in the morning, starting up on a brand new day. And I want to thank my family and friends. Thank you for my nurses, my doctors, my sisters, my brother, my niece and my nephews. Thank you for my uncles. I want to thank you for them being on the prayer line again this evening. Yeah, it is a different day, and I just want to thank him for letting me be a part of it. And he's not afraid, amen.
Amen, amen. That's Brother Brian right there, right? Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. So we got Brother Brian, we got Brother Bobby. Hallelujah. That was Sister Yolanda,
amen.
I heard testifying, right?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bobby too.
Amen. Amen. Y'all sound like brothers, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for all the testimonies that have gone before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's your first cousin.
Oh, y'all first cousin?
First cousin.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. That's what it is. Praise God.
He did it. He did it. My mom and sisters. He did
it. Oh, okay.
He did it. And my mom and brothers. God bless you. Both of them. Both of them passed on.
Yeah,
he
my
did it. My mom passed on.
My daddy passed on.
Amen. Well, we thank God for both of y'all on tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for locked on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm pretty sure Sister Jackie is on the way. Praise God. And Sister, hallelujah. Amen. Linda's on the way. Praise God. There's so many. I ain't got time.
I'm already on, brother.
Oh, my bad, Sister Jackie. Praise God. She said, I'm already on. I've been here.
Praise God.
I'm not in the back. Y'all listen to me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for everybody on tonight. Let me go to the throne of grace. Amen. And then we're going to go to the word of God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord, we thank you once again, hallelujah, for allowing us to come together in your name. You said when two or three or more are gathered in your name, the two are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst of this on tonight. Lord, we ask you to touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, allow his anointing to flow freely on him. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that you are about to drop on your people on tonight. Our hearts are open.
Yes,
our ears are open. And we are ready to receive your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all ready for the word again on tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I always got to ask twice. I think my mic be going up. Are we ready for the word? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word on tonight. Getting ready to break that bread of life like he always does. Hallelujah. Your pastor, the leader, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, worldwide, hallelujah. It's been based out of the West Coast, hallelujah, amen, California, praise God, hallelujah. But God is expanding territory, praise God. I just had to say that, amen. I'm going to introduce the son and present to others none other than Apostle Elvin A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift your voices to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on and give your God a shout of victory. Come on and give him a praise offering tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank him as always for who he is. Amen. Thank God for Elder. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. I love you, my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on.
Man,
and lift the Lord up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you feel good in your spirit tonight? How many of you know that God said that if I be lifted up, that he'd draw me in? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the more we keep lifting him, hallelujah, the more he going to draw people. Come on here, somebody. We ain't going to have to do nothing. Amen. All we got to do is just lift him up. Hallelujah. It's a simple, amen, equation. Amen. We lift, he draw. Come on here, somebody. Amen. If we can lift him high enough, we don't know who he'll draw to us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight.
Amen.
Man, I love everyone tonight. Amen. We're not going to be long tonight, but I want to leave a little thought with everyone tonight concerning how to get answered prayer. How to get our prayers answered every time we pray. How many know that God want to answer our prayers every time we pray?
Amen.
Amen.
But we got to make sure that we're in the right place in prayer in order to get our prayers answered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to write some things down tonight because I believe it's going to be very essential tonight to us concerning how to pray. Amen. People don't think that there is a method to prayer, but there is. Come on here, somebody. We got to know that. When we pray, amen, that God is saying, I'm looking at how you're praying. I'm looking at what you're saying to me in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The first thing I want us to keep in mind is two things, that prayer and pray is two different things.
Amen.
Prayer and pray is two different things, but they go together. You can't do one without the other. Prayer is a place. I want you to put that in your spirit. Get that in your spirit tonight. Prayer.
Amen.
Is a place. That's why the Bible says in Psalms 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. That's why when Yahshua goes in the prayer, he goes into what? A place.
A place.
That's why when he got ready to pray, he got ready to go into prayer, he would go to a secret place.
Amen.
Because he realized that in order for him to pray, he had to get into prayer. And in order for him to get into prayer, he had to be in the right place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And not only do we got to be in the right place as the natural, but we got to be in the right place spiritually, too, to pray.
Amen.
And let me help you with something, Tyler God, tonight. The best time to go into prayer is right after you get full of the word. Come on here, somebody. The best time to pray is when you're full of the word. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because when you pray, when we pray, that's our spirit man talking to God.
Amen.
And how many know that when you're talking to God, you got to be able to talk his language? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Everything has its own language. So God says the best time for us to pray is right after our spirit, man, is full of the word. That's why the enemy don't want us to get into the word.
Man.
Because it's harder to pray when there's no word in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now, man.
Hallelujah. So God is saying, before you pray, make sure that you get in the word and let my word get in you. And then when we talk to each other, we can talk to each other on the same level. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So when we talk to God, we won't be telling God the problem. We'll be telling God what the words say about the problem. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times we get in our prayer, and we start praying, and we think we're praying, but we ain't praying if we just telling God the problem. Now, God says, I don't need to hear the problem. I need to hear what my words say about the problem. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if I can get in the right place in God, then I can begin to pray to God. Hallelujah. So that's why when he got rid of the pray, he would go in the what? Prayer. Come on here, somebody. Prayer means him getting what? Away. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of times we're trying to pray, but God says you need to get in the prayer. You need to get in a secret place so you can pray. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God will direct us to get a place to consecrate for him. Come on here, somebody. That when you go in this place, I will meet you in this place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it's a place we don't want nobody to be in. Why? Because it's dedicated to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
So I want you to come with me right quick, because we want to look at some things that can hinder our prayer. But also at the same time, I want to look at things that's going to make our prayer, when we get into prayer, more stronger. So when we pray, God is saying we should pray like this. But see, then there's the Our Father prayer, which is the corporate prayer for all of those of us who are born again. But then there are prayers, individual prayers, that we pray according for our situation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so in James chapter 4, we'll begin with verse 1. And we'll read verses 1 and 2.
Amen.
Matter of fact, we're going to go to 3. Yeah, we're going to put 3 in there, too. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord read. But before we read, let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you tonight that you will open up our understanding concerning prayer. Father, we thank you that you said the effectual, fervent, or heartfelt prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Father, that you said man should always pray and not faint. So we thank you, God, for giving us the understanding of how to pray and what to pray for. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as you call us to get into prayer, that you're calling us to get into a secret place in you, God, that you may be able to speak to us and that we may be able to speak to you, hallelujah. We thank you tonight, and we bind the hand of the enemy and the mouth of the enemy, God, that would try to say or do anything, God, to cause us not to hear what you want us to hear with clarity. We thank you, Father, that there will be no interruptions or anything, God, to hinder, God, what you have going on in our life. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our prayer life. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, and we thank you that every prayer we pray, God, shall be answered, and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we thank you. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Somebody give your God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. They can hear you, boy.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. James chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And it says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? See, now that word desire has to do with will. So when we pray, it should be according to the perfect will of God. So we shouldn't pray until we first understand what the perfect will of God is. That's why we got to get wrapped up and tied up in his word, because his word then will tell us what God's perfect will is for our life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
See, quarrels and fights begin when we try to make our will God's will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But I mean that God already has a will for our life. See, the thing in prayer is surrendering to the will of God. Can we surrender to his will? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, remember, when he got ready to drink from the cup, from the bitter cup, he had to go in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He had to go in there to pray. He had to get a place so he could pray. So he was in prayer, but he couldn't pray until the release of the will was done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he was saying, can you tarry with me for 1 hour? I need you to watch my back while I pray. Come on here, somebody. Because he was in a battle. So James is sharing with the people. He says, what causes fights and quarrels among you?
Kathleen from Louisiana.
Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? So how many know that the battle is won in prayer? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we pray, that's when we win the battle. Come on here, somebody. That's why the best time for us to pray and to get into prayer is right after we become full of the word. Then it's not us speaking, but then it's the word in us that's speaking. Come on here, somebody. And so the Bible says that his word will not return until him void. So we should want to be full of his word, because when we full of the word, then we full of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then that's the best time for us to talk to him when we are full of him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come here to give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it says in verse 2, he says, you desire, but do not have, so you kill. Come on here, somebody. Wow. You desire, but do not have, so you kill. How many know that that's the spirit of Cain? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And see, we got to make sure in prayer that our desire, which has to do with his will, is in line with what he will for our life. See, there's two kinds of will. Do y'all still hear me tonight? There are two kinds of will. There's the perfect will, and then there's the permissive will. Is everybody catching this tonight?
Amen.
There's the perfect will and the permissive will. The perfect will is God's word that he has in store for us according to what he's already planned. Because remember, the Lord shared with us that he has a purpose and a plan, hallelujah, for our life.
Hmm.
Are y'all still with me tonight? Hallelujah.
God has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. God has a purpose. God has a plan. Now, the purpose and the plan is tied to the perfect will. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And so the perfect will is always the word. Say that with me tonight. Say, God's perfect will for my life.
God's perfect will for my life.
Is in his word.
It's his word.
So I have to be in agreement with the word and accept the word's will for my life in order to obtain and receive God's perfect will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I'm not going to be long tonight, y'all, but just let us hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. See, a lot of times we get mad at God because we want God to conform to our will. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that God not going to go against his word? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God is saying, the only way you're going to be happy is that you got to surrender to the will that I have for you. That's in my word. Come on here, somebody. We're trying to get things that God is saying, but everything you need is in my word once you understand the will that I have for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So that word will means desire, long for, to want for. So God says, when your desire, when your longing, when your wanting is no longer you, and then you surrender that to me, then you'll understand that everything you need is really in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then we'll stop fighting against what we think that God don't know, what I want. Yeah, he know what we want because he's an omniscient God. He's an all-knowing God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But the thing is that our flesh battle against what God wants for our life. Because how many know that we're going to want one thing, but the flesh going to want another? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why there's a war going on. That's why there's a fight, because the flesh wants to do what it wants to do, and God is saying, no, in my kingdom, there's only one that can do whatever he wants to do, and that is yours truly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's quiet on the set tonight. Hallelujah. But we going to rock. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of us try to get in the kingdom, and we think that the kingdom is like Burger King. and McDonald's, hallelujah. We go up there and order and say, well, this is what I want, and I want you to fix it like this, Lord. Amen. This is what I want, you know. And if you don't give it to me like this, I ain't going to eat it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God said, no, it don't work like that in the kingdom. The only way it works like that is when you, is when my will get in you and you get in my will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then you can ask whatever you want. Amen. Then he takes the limits off, hallelujah, of what you can ask him. Come on here, somebody. Because he knows that you're not going to ask nothing outside of his will. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're talking about prayer tonight, beloved. See, this is the thing that we want to catch in prayer. Because the most important thing that we're going to ever do is being a born-again child of Yahshua is knowing how to pray. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that that's the only thing he tells us to do without ceasing is to pray? Come on here, somebody. He says pray without ceasing. Come on here, somebody. So if I want to be the best that I can be, then I got to know how to pray and how to get in that place with God in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Once I learn how to do that, then the devil ain't no match. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because every time I open my mouth, God is going to answer. Come on here, somebody. That's why he said death and life is in the power of my tongue. But I got to allow God to take control of my tongue so I can pray according to the will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're going to look at some things tonight, beloved. The Holy Spirit of God is going to help us tonight. Glory to God. Verse 2, he said, you desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. Now, these are things in the heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why in prayer, it's so important that the heart and the mouth agree with each other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can everybody still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
See, child of God, a lot of times, saints, we ask with our mouth, but our heart is far from what our mouth is really saying. We say, God, do it, but in our heart, do we really believe that God can do what we're asking him to do? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when the heart and the mouth agree, then we don't keep asking God repetitiously, Lord, do such and such, because God ain't hard to hear. He hears us the first time we pray. And so the first time that we ask him in prayer, God said, okay, I heard that. So we respond according to what the word says. Now, when we speak the word back to God, from that point forward, now it's Thanksgiving, because we thanking God for his word, not for the problem, but for what the word say about the problem. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So God is saying, when you really believe my word, long prayers ain't necessary. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All we got to do is speak the word on that thing, put the word to it, and thank God for what his word say. Come on here, somebody. Because prayer is being able to pray and let our spirit talk to God and bring his word back to him, speak his word back to him. That's why the Bible says, God says in Isaiah, put me in remembrance of my word. Come on here, somebody. In other words, speak my word back to me. Say back to me what I promised to you, glory to God. Because when you release my word ain't going to return to me what? Void. It ain't going to return empty. It's going to accomplish what you sent it out to do. But you got to speak it in confidence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because look at what James said. You desire, but do not have, so you kill. Amen. Why? So if God don't give it to you, then you go out and you allow the flesh to take over. And, well, you know, yeah, God answered my prayer, so I'm going to go and help God out. No, you can't help God out. You don't let God be God. God know what to do. Come on here, somebody. We got to tell our flesh to shut up. Hallelujah. And wait on God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you know that we can mess ourselves up by trying to help God out? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have mercy.
How many know that God ain't no genie? You don't just rub the lamp 3 times and say, okay, I'll rub it 3 times. Now, God, you're going to grant me a wish. No, it don't work like that. God is saying, understand, I'm controlling everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I know the right time to give you what you need, glory to God. I hear everything you say, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when you think I'm not hearing you, I'm hearing you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me share something with you, the Lord, that the Lord just dropped in my spirit. When the Lord told them to go in and possess the land, hallelujah, and they started grumbling, how many know that the Lord heard that?
Yes. Amen.
God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many know that God heard what they said?
Amen.
No, we can't possess it. It's giants in the land. They bigger than us. We not able to fight against them. Do you know what the Lord said to Moses? He called what they said on the evil report. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they spoke against the word that the child of God, when God give you a word, don't speak against it. So, Lord, I thank you for your word coming to pass. Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word, hallelujah, hallelujah, that it cannot return back to me. Boy, Rabasoko Tarabaste. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hear no praise of God tonight. Hallelujah. God is saying, praise him for the word that's in your belly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the word you got is not gonna return back to you, void. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Tonight, it's going to do something so supernatural. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I want to encourage you in your prayer life so strong. I want the Holy Ghost to build your prayer life so strong. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That as soon as you speak the word, that you know God going to manifest that word. Amen. Why? Because
hallelujah,
our desire is right.
Thank you,
Lord. Our will is right. Hallelujah. Because when we start saying, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done, God says, now you can ask what you want. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank
come
you, Lord.
On,
hallelujah. Hey. There's no limitations on what you can ask me now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God says, we take the limits off of him now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In the fourth chapter of James, they wasn't getting because their desires wasn't right. Their heart wasn't right. He said, you do not have because You do not ask God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of the Bible says that in all our ways acknowledge him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word acknowledge means to consult with. It means don't make a move until you first talk to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After we talk to God and God give us the answer, then we can go forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But a lot of us are trying to move, and we ain't got a word from God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we wonder why God ain't moving for us. He said, because you didn't consult with me first, glory to God. You didn't ask me if it was okay. Hallelujah. You just went and did that. Now you want me to put my approval on it after you did it. Come on.
Come on now. Yes, Lord.
How many of you know that growing up, you couldn't do nothing without asking your parents? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 You get a tail whooping.
If you don't do anything, I don't care what it was, they commanded you and I to ask them. Come on here, somebody. If you did something without asking, amen, you got in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And if you didn't believe that fat meat was greasy, by the time they finished with you, you'll believe it was greasy and slimy too, glory to God, because they will break your rod out, glory to God, because that means that you need an understanding. Come on here, somebody. Not that you couldn't do it, but the point was to ask me, amen, because I know what you need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And how many know if you couldn't tell them, they had to tell you? Why? Because they will let you know I'm the parent. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a lot of us try to come in and tell God, well, Lord, this is how we going to do things today. God says, oh, really? This how we going to do things today? Okay, let me step back and see how far you get without me. And then when you realize that you need me, then we can talk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But you want to do things without acknowledging if that's my will for you? Well, I'm going over here, Lord. Walk with me. God is saying, how do you know I want you to go that way? Yeah. How many know that when we pray, God is saying, okay, when you pray, then I can show you which way to go. Come on here.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 3 says, when you ask, you do not receive because you act with wrong motives. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that motives come from the heart? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
That's why it's so important for us to pray that God will give us what? A clean heart. And not only, Lord, do I need a clean heart, but I need a right spirit. Come on here, somebody. A spirit that is full of your word. Come on here, somebody. A spirit, Lord, that love you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then he says that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Notice, he said that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Come on here, somebody. You ain't thinking about what my pleasure is, but you thinking about what your pleasure is. That's why your prayer is not being answered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the Holy Ghost now is telling me to go to Matthew 6:33. So let's go to Matthew.
very familiar passage of scripture. We heard it 1,000 times. But I want to look at something.
Amen.
Glory to God. Matthew 6:33. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Matthew 6:33. And the word of the Lord reads, he says, but seek first. Somebody say first.
Very
first.
First.
So that word first means before you do anything else, this is what you do before you do anything else. Now, before we do anything else, we got to put God first. Now, he said seek.
Amen.
That word seek in the Greek means to chase after.
Amen.
So before we chase after any earthly thing, he said, but seek first his kingdom, his government, his world order. So how do we seek the kingdom first? By going into the word, by praying in the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost reveals to us God's will and his desire for us within the day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Have a...
Because how many know that when God gave us his Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise right there. When somebody praise God for his kingdom being on the inside of us.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So he said, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. His righteousness has to do with his right way of doing things. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So God is saying, when you seek my kingdom is going to show you the right way that we do things. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 And then he said, and all these things, these other things, will be given to you as well. So how many know that when we really seek the kingdom through the Holy Spirit and find out the right way that God wants things done, then everything else will come to us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Man, hallelujah.
Now, the only problem with that is when we put things ahead of God, come on. Yay, God, hallelujah. See, when we try to put things ahead of God, then we get caught up. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God is saying, as long as you don't put nothing ahead of me, God says everything will come in its appointed time. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because how many know that things are just an added addition? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then God says, then you can start asking for whatever you want. And then nothing will be denied. Because you understand my will for your life. Come on and give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And hallelujah.
How many of you are getting an understanding right now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's go to one more thing. And we're going to wrap it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God, I will wear to you. Thank you, Lord.
Let's go to Mark 11. I know Elder Ben had talked about Mark 11.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 24 and 25. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Is everybody there?
Amen.
Yes.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Yes.
And the word of the Lord reads, Mark 11 and 24, he says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, what is prayer again? What is prayer again?
Asking.
Prayer is a place.
Right.
Say that with me. Say, prayer is a place.
Prayer is a place.
So God, so Yahshua is saying, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in your place in me, believe that you have received it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So whenever you ask God for something, because his word can't lie, and him and his word are one, then know that you're going to have whatever you ask for when you ask for it. Did everybody catch that?
Yes.
I did.
So when you ask God, you should be already thanking God and praising God when you ask him.
Hallelujah.
Hey, stop talking about quoting. Hallelujah. I said when you ask God, amen, you should be already thanking God, amen, for the answer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, somebody need to praise God right there. Come on there. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What did you believe in God for right now that you had already spoke his word on? Whatever you have already spoken to God on concerning his word, you need to be thanking him right now for the answer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because his word is not going to return to you what? Void. Hallelujah. So the word ain't going to return empty. Amen. If I praise him for what I know he's going to do. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, the word says, and it will be yours. Come on here, somebody. It will be yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you really believe the word tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you know that the word that you spoke to God ain't going to return void? Hallelujah. How many of you know that you got a blessing on the way because you done already spoke the word and you done already thanked God for the answer? How many know that all the answers in him are yea and amen? Hallelujah. Ain't no no when
amen.
It comes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, child of God, I'm telling you, all we got is the word. We ain't got no hocus pocus. We don't work no voodoo, hoodoo, or none of that do. All we know how to do is speak the word back to God and watch God, hallelujah, do what he do best, and that is bring his word to pass. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Verse 25. And when you stand praying.
Hallelujah.
That word when means. Let me share with you what really helped me with this text. When the Holy Spirit began to break down the word when, he said the word when means at or during which time. So he says it don't happen. It just depends on the time that it happens. When means that it's a set time for it to happen. So when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray, because you're going to pray, there's going to come a time that you're going to need to hold on to this scripture right here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them. Why? Because unforgiveness will stop your prayer from being heard. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why God says, amen, when you pray, amen, don't hold nothing against nobody. Why, even in the Lord's Prayer, when the Lord was praying, he said, forgive us of our debtors. Hallelujah. In other words, Lord, forgive me for what I owe you. Because I'm going to forgive those that owe me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forgive me, Lord, for doing you wrong, because I'm going to forgive those who did me wrong. Oh, I can't hear nobody right now. Hallelujah. But see, this is because I want you to answer what? My prayer. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So the key to my prayer being heard is for me to walk in what? Forgiveness. Hallelujah. And then he says, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if I forgive everybody that's done me wrong, you mean when I need forgiveness, amen, I can say, Lord, forgive me, and he'll forgive me because I forgave those who deliberately, on purpose, amen, did something to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that they ain't an easy thing to do to forgive somebody that did something to you on purpose and they knew what they was doing? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that it's in us to do that, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world? Come on here, somebody. And because I want God to hear my prayers, I can't have nothing over my head that will stop my prayers from getting to heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if we're not walking in forgiveness, then our prayers ain't going nowhere but to the wall and back. Some of our prayers ain't even going to the wall. Come on here, somebody. They ain't even going to the ceiling. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is saying we got to use the blueprint that he's given us so that our prayers can be effective. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a shout, beloved.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're going to look at one more thing, beloved. I know we said Mark 11, but I just feel led to look at one more thing tonight.
Come on with it, Brother Pastor.
And I want to really go into James chapter 1, where it talks about a double mind. Where it talks about a double-minded man. Woo, I'm right there, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at the Lord. Boy, I tell you, the Holy Ghost, something else, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Go to verse 6. Boy, the Holy Ghost, something else. James chapter 1, verse 6. Is everybody there? Everybody ready?
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
So James chapter 1, verse 6. And the word of the Lord reads. It says, but when you ask. What did that word when mean?
Like,
can somebody tell me?
Uh-huh. Like now.
Yeah, it means at the time. At the appointed time. So it means at or during which time.
Uh-huh.
So Yahshua is saying to us tonight, at the appointed time that you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Come on here, somebody. So how would
quiet down.
So, Apostle, when will I know when I'm believing? When I'm not depending on my flesh. When I'm not trying to figure it out for myself. When I'm just believing God's word for what God's word says that it is. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But when you act, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. One minute you believe that it's God, the next minute you don't know. One minute you believe that God's word is going to fix it. Then you look at the situation and you say, well, I don't know. It still looks the same to me. Well, that's because you're looking at it through the eyes of flesh. But if you look at it through the word of God, it's all thanking God. Say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I give you praise for your word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
How many know that you can operate in faith and doubt at the same time? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
No man can serve two masters. Hallelujah. You can't be believing God one minute, then turn around and you nullify God's word when you say the problem over the word. Glory to God. If we gonna pray the word, then we thank God for his word and praise him for what? Manifestation. Why? Because the word ain't gonna return what? Boy, it's gonna accomplish what you sent it, but you gotta give it time to accomplish it. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then look what the word says in verse 7. It says, that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because how you going to speak the word and then speak against the word?
I can't.
God is saying, if you go speak my word to your situation, don't turn around and speak against my word by doubting my word, because my word is going to do what it says it's going to do, because I and my word are what? One. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If you believe that tonight, come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 The minute we let the word of God out of our mouth, then we should be praising God. Amen. For the return. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is saying, when you speak my word, I'm looking at how you praise me on the return. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because we know we're going to have whatsoever we say. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And then verse 8 says, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God. I promise you, y'all, I'm closing it up with this. Glory to God. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
I want to drop something in your spirit tonight. Glory to God. This here going to make a Baptist shout. Hallelujah. I know if there's any Baptist, amen, no offense. Glory to God. But, amen, you know it's good when a Baptist shout. Listen. That devil-minded man that is unstable in all his ways, that means that that person cannot make the very one thing that the enemy don't want us to make. Are y'all ready tonight? The enemy don't want you to make a decision. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Don't you know, child of God, the most powerful thing you can make is a decision? When we make a decision, ain't nothing the devil can do. Y'all. The Lord said, when we agree with the word and we put his amen behind the word, we have made what? A decision. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say, reveal it, son, reveal it. The only way the enemy can fight against you is you and I is when we don't make a decision about something. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing what the Lord is saying tonight? The Lord said, because we made a decision, we can give him praise in the matter. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're not double-minded. Glory to God. We believe the word. And the word and him are one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, y'all too quiet tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see,
amen.
If you got a word up there before the Lord, and you know that word is getting ready to come back with manifestation, you ought to be giving God a praise right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then thank him on top of that. Lord, thank you, Lord, that I was able to make what? A decision. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The devil-minded man is one minute they believe in God, and the next minute they believe in the devil. One minute they say, oh, yes, God spoke. And then I don't know if God spoke. Maybe that was the devil. Oh, no, you got to make a decision, child of God. Once you make a decision, then you will know what voice spoke to you. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says, my sheep what? Know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Come on here, somebody. See, God ain't gonna go outside of his word. Come on here, somebody. See, God, when he speaks, he gonna speak to your heart and not your mind. Glory to God. See, we trying to hear God in our mouth, and that's why we getting caught up by the devil. God says, when I speak a word, I speak a word in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What did David say he heard the word? He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. Not in my mind, in my heart, glory to God. Because my heart gonna make me out right, glory to God. My heart gonna make me do right. If I try to hide it in my mind, the devil will poke me in my mind, and I'm gonna end up doing something crazy that I know God don't want me. Oh, I wish I had some saints online that were catching this tonight. God is saying, when we get in prayer, it's going to be different. The next time you get in prayer, your prayer life ain't going to be the same. Why? Because you're going to be full of the word, and you're going to be talking God talk. And by the time you recognize, you and God is still conversating because y'all conversating about the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout of praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A lot of us is, some of us is mad at God because we want God to go against his word. And God is saying, I'm not going against my word for nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you come here, it's my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't love my way, glory to God, you can leave, but my word will be here when you get back. Because you're going to find out ain't no other way but me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody need to give God a shout of praise right now. Glory to God. I just hear the Lord say, tell him to give me a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise God for the answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You had already spoke the answer to God. Hallelujah. And he's telling you that the answer is going to come back to you. Glory to God. And it's going to blow your mind. Glory to God. How the word going to return to you. Because if you don't doubt God, God, I'm going to show you who I am through my word. Come on here, somebody. Somebody bless the name of young Yahshua HaMashiach right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody not taking God of his word right now, child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But God said, because we holding on to his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So you know, as long as you got his word, you got him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And all
praying is speaking God's word back to him out of our spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we pray, all we're doing is speaking God's word back to him out of our spirit. Come on here, somebody. If we're not speaking the word back to him, then we ain't praying to him.
Oh,
somebody might get mad tonight. Yeah, I said it. Let me say it again just in case somebody didn't hear. If we praying and we ain't praying God's word back to him, then who are we praying to? Because God don't hear nothing that ain't in line with his word. We want a conversation.
Amen.
But God has said, in order to get a conversation, you got to know my word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because it was his word that became flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man. Man. Hallelujah.
After Gabriel spoke that word to Mary, it was the word that became flesh inside of her. Come on here. Yay, God. Hallelujah. And the same word will become flesh in us if we allow it to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So God said, this ain't the hour to doubt me. This is the hour to shout my word back to me and praise me, amen, for the answer. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We got the kingdom in us, glory to God. The Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God within us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, my God, tonight. My God, tonight. Come on, lift your hands and thank God for his word tonight. Whatever words you got up before the Lord, come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Why? Because the word is going to come back. Amen. And it ain't going to come back void. It ain't going to come back empty. It ain't going to come back without what you praise for God to us. It's going to come back. Amen. Good measure. Pressed out. Shaking together. Run it over.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe the word of God tonight? Come on and love on daddy right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ain't been praying. We haven't been praying in vain. We've been praying in the faith of who God is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God and his word are one, and we are one with him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thanking God for his word tonight.
Amen.
While the spirit of God is flowing, come on in, Elder.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God has been telling us, amen, we need to get our prayer life together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, the man of God was going for it. Hallelujah. The Lord was telling me, he said, how many times did I pray the way y'all pray? Hallelujah. I say, what you mean? What are you talking about? He said, the only time I got down on my knees is before I went to the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, remember when I fed the 5,000? Hallelujah. I didn't say, Lord, I need you to break this bread to feed these 5,000 people. He said, I held it up and said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, hallelujah. Praise God. Then he said, do you remember my friend Lazarus? Hallelujah. Remember when I went to the grave? I didn't pray at the grave the way y'all pray. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you that you have already heard. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word let me hear. Hallelujah. I prayed when they told me about it. So y'all didn't catch it. I told him. He said, I prayed when they first told me Lazarus was sick. I pray things. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why I
come on
to handle another
thing.
Because I already spit my word. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
When I got there, hallelujah. All I had to do was tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that's the way we need to pray. We need to start telling God, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you that you've already healed. Thank you, you've already blessed me. Thank you, you've already delivered my children. Thank you, you've already delivered my finances. Thank you, you've already delivered my
children.
Thank you, you've already saved me by the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. Lord, I thank you that it's already done. Remember what the man of God said? Hallelujah, a few weeks ago, a couple of days, I can't remember when he said it, but he said it's finished. Hallelujah. He said it's already done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if you speak that thing according to his word, then it's already done. Hallelujah. So you ought to thank God. Hallelujah. You ought to praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to magnify God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord say this, and I'm going to be quiet, but the Lord say this, don't look at the situation. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, because I've changed the situation at when.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I've changed the situation at when. Remember, when is an appointed time.
I've changed
the situation. You looking at the situation right now. You looking at that child right now. You looking at that spouse right now. You looking at the ministry right now. You looking at your job right now. You looking at your body, your health right now. You looking at your bank account right now. But I've already changed it. I've already increased you. I've already done it. At the appointed time, you just got to thank me for it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that I have done it, then you ought to thank me. You ought to be happy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You ought to be happy
right now.
You ought to be magnifying the Lord right now because it's already done. Hallelujah. It's already
Hallelujah.
All I'm doing is waiting to see what God has already done.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I always say, it's just like that package from Amazon you waiting on right now. Hallelujah. You already know it's on the way because you already paid for it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, you got to believe that 2,000 years ago on the cross that he already paid for it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is
finish.
Hallelujah. Click confirm, and you just waiting on that blessing to show up. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On
yes,
tonight.
God.
Father, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you gave him on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, help
yes,
us
Lord,
in our
Lord.
Prayer life, Lord. Help us to believe according to your word. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you for the man
yes,
of God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to lead him. Continue
yes,
to guide him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything
yes,
you're
Lord.
Doing in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to pray with expectation.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's already done. Hallelujah. I'm already here.
Come on, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Come on, boy. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm just waiting on the
yes,
doctor
Lord.
To realize this. The doctor don't know it yet.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But I know it. Hallelujah. God know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. My bank account ain't got 7 zeros yet. But there's a win one day. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah,
praise God. Hallelujah, they're going to say you're asking for too much. But if the world, hallelujah, belongs to God, ain't I entitled to everything that's in it? Hallelujah, praise
come
God.
On, Elder. Come on, Elder.
Hallelujah. We got to shoot for the stars. We shooting too low. We trying to make it so we can get our 401k. Hallelujah, praise God. You want to be the 1K and not the 401k. Y'all don't understand what
come
I'm saying.
Come on here,
praise God, hallelujah. You ought to want more than what, amen, what your mama had. You ought to want more than what daddy had. You ought to want more than what your pastor got, hallelujah. You ought to want more. You ought to want everything that God has for you. Praise God, hallelujah.
Whew.
My God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Praise God. You got to
yes,
speak that thing. Hallelujah, amen. If you ain't got no ambitions, hallelujah, amen. Quit praying and asking God for stuff you don't want. If you know you don't want people to dislike you, quit asking God to elevate you. Hallelujah, praise
hallelujah.
God. If you know you lazy and you don't like to get up, quit asking God to give you a ministry to go, hallelujah, here, there, and all over there. Hallelujah, praise God. If you know you don't want no job, quit asking God to give you a job. You know you don't want no man. What are you asking God? I'm
going
to leave that alone, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. See, we ask for stuff, but we don't want to put the work in. Let me give you an example real quick. I'm sorry. I got to say this. We ask for a car. Lord, I want a car. If you bless me with a car, Lord, I want the car. And the Lord said, okay, I'm going to bless you with the car. But see, there's a thing that goes along with the car. You got to put gas in this car. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to put insurance on the car. Hallelujah. You got to pay to have the car with it. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to get the oil changed. Hallelujah. You got to get the tires rotated. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to get the tune up. Praise. See, it's some maintenance. It's some work that goes into the blessing. See, the problem is we have to go for the blessing, but we don't want to put the work in that we have to do to maintain the blessing. You want to be married, but you don't want to be a husband. You want to be married, but you don't really want to be a wife because I don't really want to forget myself. I can do that all by myself. I don't really want that. Hallelujah. But I keep asking God for stuff and wondering why I don't work out because it's not really what I want. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to move past that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, but we thank the Lord on the day for that word. Having a prayer life, hallelujah. Believe what you've been asked God for. That means when I pray, I'm not going to pray, Lord, bless me with this twice. Hallelujah. Because when I order something from Amazon, I don't pay for it twice. If anything, I go back on and track it to see where it's at right now. Hallelujah. Had it left the bank. Okay, it's a left the bank. It's in California. It's in California right now. It's about to be shipped. If anywhere, if anything, I know it's already shipped. So I'm just tracking it to see where it's at. So when I pray the next time, I'm not saying, Lord, heal me. I'm saying, Lord, how far along is the hill? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Do I need this far? Hallelujah. Can I stop doing this? Let me go to the doctor and let them tell me how far along God can heal me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not waiting for it to happen. It's already happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. So I'm not gonna pay for it twice. Apostle Kerr for $20 and he give me $20. I put the $20 in my pocket and then say Apostle Kerr can I have $20. He just gave me the $20. So why would I ask him twice? My second thing would be thank you. Hallelujah, praise God. So after I pray, Lord, I need this, my second prayer should be, Lord, I thank you that you have heard my prayer.
Yes.
And that you have always heard my prayer. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said when he told him, roll away the stone. He said, you have always heard me. You got to know God has always heard you. Hallelujah, praise
yes,
God.
Sir.
He ain't never not heard you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for the word on the night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a serious, y'all don't understand. Prayer is a serious thing. Hallelujah. God wants to see your faith. Hallelujah. How much do you believe what my word says? Hallelujah. Praise
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. And like the pastor said, this ain't no voodoo. This ain't no hoodoo or no you-do. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the word. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
The word of God. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. If you ain't got the seed in the ground, get it in the ground. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's in the word too. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have any testimonies, prayer requests, any comments, or any words of encouragement for the man of God? Hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I have a prayer request and a compliment. The prayer request that my little niece, they rushed up from one hospital to the next hospital with blood clots in her lungs. And then my sister, she's still trying to get her kidneys to work where she won't have to go on dialysis. She's trying to lose the weight. But they say they can't put her under because her heart's too weak to do the surgery for it. So I'm believing God for that. And I'm believing God that he's going to open the door for me. He done opened the door. I'm calling that. This is already going to happen. He done opened the door for me to get my parents and them house. I'm calling it in existence. It haven't been manifested yet, but I'm believing God for it. And I want to thank him for the word tonight. The word was better than gumbo, like Louisiana said. When it's so good, you don't know what to do. If you don't know if to shout, stand still, lean, or whatever, that's the way the word was, because when you ask God for something, you have to already believe that he's giving it to us. And that's the point where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Just in order that I know that he's the type God wants us to thank him, wants me to pray for it, because he heard us the first time. We opened our mouth for it. So he wants us to step out in faith and believe who he is, and he said that he would do. So I believe that, and I do need prayer. So much is going on, but I know it's not too hard for God. So that's what I'm asking everybody to go in agreement with.
Amen, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And we will go on and agree. That's your niece. going from hospital to hospital. She got blood clots. Amen. And who? Somebody else you said to pray for? Praise God. And who? It was your niece and who else?
Her sister.
Oh, okay. Her niece and her sister. Okay. Right.
Bernadette and my sister.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bernadette and your sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any more? Your niece. Bernadette and your niece. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Do we have any more prayer requests? Hallelujah. To put on the throne of praise. Or any more testimonies or comments?
Enjoyed it.
So, say that again.
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed the word?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We glad you did. Praise God.
I remember a long time ago, my mom was a preacher. She used to teach us a whole lot of stuff about Jesus Christ. And she in heaven with him. Looking down on me. Sometimes I cry late at night. So, you know, I just get it out of me. Try to be strong. I know that's what you want me to be. And I thank God for you, for the pastor, Ella Corey, and the rest of the pastors. My grandma used to be a prayer warrior. I miss her. I miss her so much. Grandma passed, and I have my sister still. Thank God for that. I have my brother still. I still have Brother Ryan. So, thank God for all of you.
Amen. Amen, Brother Bobby. Praise God. We thank God for you all tonight. Hallelujah. And you know, amen. Now you that prayer warrior now. Hallelujah, amen. Your mother was a minister. She was a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. But God say, amen, you that prayer warrior now. Hallelujah. He done put the same, hallelujah, ability that they have. Hallelujah. You have it too. Praise God. That's why you're here. That's why the Lord draws you to this. Praise God. Because you have a choice. You can say, nah, I ain't calling into that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you are drawn to what is familiar, and what is familiar is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank God for you. We thank God for you every single night you come, brother. Hallelujah. We truly do. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more prayer requests to put on the throne of grace before I put it back into the hands of the man of God on tonight? Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, sister.
Well, amen. Just hearing the word. The Lord gave us what to do. You know, he told us the order. You know, we hear that a lot. Get your house in order. Well, that's the order right there. Seek the kingdom. You know, that's to seek God. Seek his righteousness. That's to seek his way. And all these other things will be added. Just follow the line. And everything will follow the line. Amen. That's what I got on. Amen.
Hey,
amen.
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 Fall in line and everything else will fall in line. Hallelujah. Amen. On tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for all the testimonies, all the prayer requests on tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Breaking the bread of life again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time. Hallelujah. And he's going to pray us out and do the benediction for us. Praise God. Man of God is back in your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. You know, as you were talking, Elder, what fell in my spirit was when the centurion said to Yahshua, he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. And he was praying for his servant. He wasn't even praying for himself. He was praying for his servant. He said, but if you just speak the word, hallelujah. How many know that that's prayer when you speak the word?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And
Yahshua spoke the word, and the Bible says in that same hour, his servant was healed. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So, Father, tonight we speak the word of healing.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I send the word for Sister Kathleen, niece, for her sister, God. Thank you that you are still a healer, oh God.
Yes,
and that by your stripes, they are healed.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We give you praise tonight. Lord, thank you for the manifestation of your word for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. God, thank you tonight for moving as only you can. We thank you for your word tonight. For your word cannot return into you void. Come and say what you're sending out to do. So, Father, we give you praise tonight. And we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. And we praise your name, oh God. Meet every need tonight according to your word tonight, Lord. You said that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ. So we thank you tonight for every need being met. Thank you for every want being met, Lord, according to your word. Your word says that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. So we thank you. We give you praise for your word tonight. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have not given us the spirit of fear. But according to your word, Lord, that you have given us power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank you tonight, oh God, for being free and set free from the spirit of fear. We bless your name tonight, God, and we give you the praise, oh God, and the glory and the honor. We thank you tonight, God, hallelujah, that you are moving supernaturally, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that things are being loose, Lord. You said whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we thank you tonight that we're loosing your word. We're loosing the power of your Holy Ghost. We're loosing our angels to move for us. We're loosing the power of the blood. We thank you tonight, Lord, that victory is already ours. We're loosing your mighty name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for who you are, and we give you praise and glory. Somebody shout, oh, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for things being turned around, Lord. You said in Ezekiel 21 that you would overturn it, and it shall be no more. We thank you, Robo Kondarabasando. We thank you for your word, Robo Kondarabasando. You said your word would not return void, so we thank you for what the word is going to bring back to us, Lord. Hallelujah. You said death and life is in the power of our tongue, Lord. So we speak life over our situation, Lord. We speak life to our children. We speak life to our family. We speak life to our body. We speak life to our mind. We speak life to our spirit. We speak life to our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Robo Kondarabasando. And we give you praise, Almighty God. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. And we give your name the praise, Lord. Thank you for what our ears have heard tonight. Thank you, Lord, for taking our prayer life to another level.
And we give you praise tonight, God. And we thank you for manifestation. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Somebody give the Lord another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Let me tell you something, child of God. Another reason why the Lord wants us to put seed in the ground is because seed in the ground move our prayer to the next level. The Bible says in the book of Acts that when Cornelius prayed and gave alms, the angel of the Lord, the Lord moved for him and sent the angel of the Lord to visit him. And when the angel came, he said, your prayers and your alms, your offerings have came up before the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. So we bless God on tonight. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 I just hear the Lord say, Book of Revelation, in me, Lord God, and not doubt me that you get ready to receive a hundredfold return. We get ready to see a hundredfold return. Because the return is according to our understanding. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why the enemy is trying to fight our understanding, because he knows that the more you understand, the greater your increase is, the greater your harvest is going to be. Somebody ought to praise God for understanding tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, the word says that all thy wisdom, get what? An understanding. Come on here, somebody.
Understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
Understanding.
So we praise God tonight for the understanding. Amen. Everyone be blessed tonight. Amen. What I say unto one?
What I say unto
one?
I say unto all. Watch and pray.
Watch and pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say, neighbor, I love you.
Neighbor, I love you.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
And I love you.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, child of God, wealth and riches is getting ready to be in our house.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, I don't know if y'all heard the Holy Ghost. The Lord just told me to speak that. He said, tell them wealth and riches is getting ready to be in your house.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
According to the word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But how many know that wealth and riches only come to those who fear the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's right.
If you fear the Lord and you reverence the Lord, then you got a right to praise God for wealth and riches coming to your house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know if y'all want the wealth of the wicked.
Hallelujah.
But the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Yeah.
How many know God know how to transfer wealth and riches?
That's
it. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord.
You're going to hear somebody tomorrow what the Lord is saying right now. But God's saying, you get ready to step into your wealthy place, hallelujah. The word that you've sown, hallelujah, the seed that you've sown is getting ready to come back and bless you in a mighty way.
Glory to God.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Glory to God.
Oh, he says, close with this, y'all. He said, believe the prophet, and so shall you prosper. Believe the word, and so shall you be established. Now, if you believe the prophet, glory to God, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel joy bells. Hallelujah in my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed tonight. Amen. Until we meet again tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. I love y'all and be blessed. Glory to God.
Love you too.
Love you, Apostle.
Amen. Love you too, Apostle.
Amen. Praise God. Bless y'all. Amen. I love you back. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Somebody get ready to come into some big money. I don't know who this is, but somebody get ready to come into some big money. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I receive it.
That's
I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time. And then he gave me mine. Man, this spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
This
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes. Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay rapping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
Yeah. Somebody lift your hands in the room. I'm here because I wanna be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. I'm here because I wanna be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. And I find peace here. I find joy here. All I need is here in your presence. I'm here because I love to be.
Here is
thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us. Woo! Here in one place, I love this place, yeah. Thank you for accepting me. You tell him, thank you for receiving me. You didn't have to, but I thank you for accepting me. Every voice tell us, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for receiving us. Obedience.
All right, then. I mean, Eric.
Oh,
picked me.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me.
Hello?
I'm here fine, but I'm going to bed.
I'll see you
Good night.
Somebody here, come on. I won't. what's up, family? Here we have, I'm going to trust in the Lord. This is a little, I guess, a little flavor to it. Just with a bounce. Okay, so we're in F, and the scale to F is F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E, F. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Please let us learn this so we can move on to new and better things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so basically it was a basic pattern. So...
honest with you, it was hard. that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. It's all gone. Every sin, every mistake, every failure, it's all gone. Depression, gone. By faith, gone. Low self-esteem, hallelujah, it's gone. It's all gone. Yesterday, it's all gone.
It's all gone.
What your mother did, what your father did. Hallelujah.
You are my how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
Hello?
Everybody.
Amen. Just so real.